and Muranos, 6,500 off Pathfinders, plus Altimas now just $18,990. Hurry in to West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more information, go to westcountynissan.com. 2011 models in lieu of all rebates and incentives. Financing through NMAC on in-stock units only.
Natural gas is cool.
Cool. Natural gas is used to heat things. It can't be cool.
Natural gas is clean burning, right?
Yeah.
Natural gas is easy to use, safe, and reliable, correct?
Yeah.
Natural gas is non-toxic and not harmful to us, right?
Uh-huh.
Well?
Natural gas is cool.
Learn more advantages of natural gas at mosafegas.com. A message from Mango, Missouri's natural gas operators.
What do we want?
Weekends!
When do we want them?
Now!
How do we want them?
With 20% off!
Where do we want it?
At Ace!
Let's go!
Come into Ace this Saturday and get 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag. So stop by, fill your bag, and get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Good at participating stores February 25th only. One bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
Guess who's at the Home and Garden Show Thursday through Sunday? John Beal Roofing. Swing by their booth to register for $5,000 in home improvements. And Friday from 6 till 7 p.m., Cardinal Great Jack Clark will sign autographs at the John Beal Roofing booth.
Call John Beal.
That's sexist.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February, not February, February. I know, it's goofy, but that's how you say it. 23rd edition, Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, and home, and the big home show started today. And yes, of course they're there. Booth number 4300 in the Dome. And speaking every day, he has already spoken twice today. He'll do that tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday. The one and only Thompson Price. We'll talk more about that company.
Hey!
After we talk about this company, this troupe, this ensemble of radio geniuses. Start with the control board operator, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, wouldn't it be nice to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises?
Sure,
Mark
would.
And Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to
and
Mark
more. And Jason. Phone number and
more. More.
No, you said for their phone number and more.
Yeah, I swallowed that.
I heard other witnesses that heard it. Try that again.
For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Recovering, getting better every day from her, after her, whatever you want to call it, that oral
surgery,
grafting, all that stuff she had done. Tina Dalpiez, say hi to everybody. Show them how clearly you can speak.
Hi, everybody.
See, crystal clear. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great, Frank. Hi, everybody.
Oh, are you making fun of her?
See, I don't even know why that's funny. He does stuff, and I'm mad that I even laugh at him.
I know. He does that to you.
I know. He has a way.
Angry humor. He makes you angry.
Makes you laugh, and then you realize what you laughed at wasn't funny. So you're mad that you laugh. But that's Dan. He has that ability. He Behemoth is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high again.
I never heard of him. No, I don't think there is. I don't think there is one. He wants to know if down at the Dome, the what show?
Cheese.
The cheese show.
Oh,
no,
man,
there's a home show,
so.
Boat show, car show, no cheese show. Sorry. How about Bruce Limprist and the all-boy orchestra?
Yeah.
Actually, why couldn't there be a cheese show?
Yeah.
Because if you've ever gone into a big supermarket, there's like 800 kinds of cheese.
Oh, I know.
Remember they used to have those Pepperidge Farm stores all over the place? I think they all disappeared.
They come back at Christmas.
Yeah, they have kiosks. Yeah. They have a
only
kiosk in the mall.
Yeah.
What's the other big Knott's Berry Farm? What is it? Pepperidge Farm. I used to like that guy on TV. Pepperidge Farm. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Pepperidge Farm. Yeah, that Eastern thing going. Thank you so much. Thanks for the applause. I appreciate it. We're brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, Booth 4300, the home show. He will be speaking again tomorrow at 12:30 and 3:30. Again on Saturday, 12:30. 3:30 and Sunday, 12:30 and 3:30. Arm yourself with questions. Take a little notepad at home, sit down and go, what do I really want to not forget to ask about the kitchen and bathroom and home entertainment room remodeling process, and be ready to get great answers from a man with well over 30 years in the business, one of the most respected kitchen and bath remodelers in the business, a member of the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame. I know it sounds kind of stupid, but there is one. It's not stupid if you're in the business. In fact, it's hard to get in there. He's in the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame. The company is Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Home show going on now. Website, thompsonprice.com. Showroom in De Pere in the shopping center with TJ Maxx, right next to McAllister's Deli, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester. And I got to thinking, why don't they have a radio show, like a boat show? They have the car show, the home show, garden show. They have that Connect Canada show. What about a St. Louis radio show? And then all the radio people could have booths, and people could come and meet us. And then
there's
you
your problem
decide,
right there.
You know what? You're right.
That's the magic of this, right?
I forgot. Forget it.
I don't think anyone would buy a ticket.
Yeah. Okay, forget that. That was
two negatives there.
That was a really bad idea. I am really surprised to read this, and the reason I say that is I don't hear anybody talking about this show. Conan O'Brien has just re-signed and extended his deal with TBS. Do you hear anybody talking about Conan?
No, it's big on the internet. A lot of younger kids watch it online. Conan puts clips up online of his show.
Well, they must.
Yes.
But I just don't, in daily conversation, hear somebody go, hey, did you see Conan last night? But he's extended his deal with them through April of 2014.
He's been doing a funny thing, because I'll see the clips through Facebook. Through their Facebook page, they post different clips from the show the night before. From Puppy Bowl, you know Puppy Bowl that airs during the Super Bowl?
Yeah, dogs playing football.
Now they have Puppy Conan, and they have it's a little yellow lab puppy with a little headband on it with a sprig of orange hair on top, and it's a miniaturized set. Like, everything shrunk down by a sixth of the normal size.
Yeah.
And they have plexiglass around it, so they have Puppy Conan and Puppy Andy. It's sitting, just running around the set there, and then usually they have a guest, like it was Puppy Lady Gaga one night, and it's very funny.
I can see where a lot of people, like over 60 or 70, they wouldn't get him.
No,
they wouldn't
it's
think
mostly a younger crowd.
But he is, he's very creative.
Yes.
He's very talented. Well, here it starts. Albert Pujols, did you see the little thing about he's not real happy with something that's already happened out in California?
Oh, yes, they're using the...
Yes, they have 20 billboards up. And the billboards have Albert's picture, and under the picture it says El Hombre, which means the man. And Albert doesn't like it because he doesn't want the St. Louis people to think he's trying to be now Stan the man, Albert the man. Well, here, first of all, it's to the L.A. people, if you could hear me, this is stupid, because Stan the man... It has a rhyme to it. It has a nice, easy sort of catchy Stan the man. So Albert El Hombre doesn't do it.
No.
Well, and it was something that our fans should use, but not them, because it was a kind of tie-in between, he was this generation Stan the man almost.
Well, it also
so it
to
made
me,
sense here, but it doesn't make sense out in
It also looks
California.
To me like the L.A. Powers that be are kind of, it's in our face, hey, okay, we got him. So now the man is in California. He's Albert El Hombre. It's stupid. It doesn't even sound fun or catchy or anything else, but what do they know? Congratulations to Army Sergeant Sandra Coast. Wait till you hear this. She just graduated from her Army basic combat training, basic training in the Army. Tina, you just went through basic training with your son.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra Coast has passed and gone through basic training with flying colors. She is 51, and her superiors say that she came through with one of the highest physical fitness test scores in her entire company. She had to lose 30 pounds before they would even let her go to basic training for the Army. She also had to get an age waiver because she had served in the Navy as a young woman, and she wanted to go back in now and serve her country. Well, you got to jump through a bunch of hoops at 51 because they go, wait a minute, 51
years
old.
Yeah, in the Marines, I think it's 28 or 29.
Yeah, and there's you, but she managed to get whatever she had to get done to get approved, and they said she blew away. She outran most of the other recruits in basic training, and they could have been her children. I mean, these
That's
are kids.
They're all in their 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're 18, 19, 20, 21, and she outran most of them in the running part of the physical fitness training. And I guarantee you they didn't let her slide through because all eyes are on them, and if anybody thought, oh, yeah, they let her squeak through, they probably made it tougher on her. It's very, very impressive. So they said she will not serve in any active duty war situations because of her age, but she'll be very, very helpful to the Army in many, many other ways. And apparently she's really good with technology and Internet and that kind of stuff. So she's got a son who's in the Tina Marine Corps as well. So Sandra Coast, 51, just out of Army basic training. All right, what I'm about to tell you about seems like it couldn't actually even be real, but it is real, and it was introduced at the recent Las Vegas Consumer Electronics Show. There's a Consumer Electronics Show, and then the porn industry has their own show.
Yeah.
And it's computer technology, but I'll try as best I can to explain how this works to you. And I read the article by the reporter who went out and covered it. First of all, it's called Teledildonics.
What?
Okay. That's right. Teledildonics. As in dildo, and I think you can say that word.
I don't
word.
Think you can say it.
Yes, you can. Now listen to this. The company that has introduced this, called Pink Visual, it's a porn firm, say their goal here is to supply thousands of pieces of this software to military wives who are lonely and away from their husbands who have been deployed. It's two internet-connected sex toys. So in other words, let's say the husband is in Afghanistan. He has a computer, a laptop, and the wife is back home, and she has a computer. What she has that she plugs into her computer and the software that goes with it is, let's just say, in the shape of a cucumber, okay?
All right.
Whatever she does to that is simulated and reproduced in an orifice that he plugs in his computer. So in way of the reporter did it, and I thought this was a very delicate and safe way to put it. The reporter said, I stuck my finger into the Teledildonics Real Touch reception unit.
Real touch.
And the person on the other end did rubbing and stroking movements, and the reporter said he could feel that sense. Unbelievable.
I'm very uncomfortable.
You can have sex over the computer.
That's wild.
Essentially. So the guy, and again, I'm trying to do this in an acceptable way, he has in front of him a device that sort of simulates what his wife would have, and she has something that's symbolic of his, and what she does to it, he feels the sensation. We've come a long way.
Don't they have, like, internet rooms, like in Afghanistan and Iraq when they were there? They have to go into, like, an internet room, don't they?
What do you mean?
The guys.
Why?
The soldiers. I thought they had, like, an internet room. I don't think... Did they have... Like, could they take
Well, it depends on where they are. Room. I mean, it depends on where you are. You mean for access and a signal? And,
yeah.
And I think it depends on where you are. If you're out on the battlefield, yeah, I don't think you've got any way to use a computer. But that, their goal is within the next year or two to put these things in the hands of 1,000, you know, as a two-piece unit, you know, his end and her end to 1,000 couples. Yeah.
Wow. That could be cool.
Oh boy, how do I even? Well, here, I don't believe this. First of all, latest research, and I don't know why this is an example of a poll that was taken where it wouldn't benefit. I don't think in any way for women to lie about this. So you got to figure this is true, and maybe the numbers are even greater. According to this poll that they took, 69% of women...
Hey, shut it up.
69% of the women who were asked who are dating, now these are women who are currently on the market, they're dating, said they have sent nude photos of themselves either in a text or an email. Almost 70%. Do you believe that? I don't believe that. I don't believe that. 69% of dating women have sent a nude photo, knowing in this day and age where it could end up in anywhere.
Younger ones, I think that's probably correct. I don't think they think about what's going to the ramifications.
I'm guessing,
later
the
on.
The majority of them doing that are ones that don't understand.
Now, this I believe. This is easy to believe. 57% of single women have sent a sexed message. Okay, I believe that. But the nude photo thing, I have a tough time with that. All right, check this out. Speaking of technology, this is... We are the Jetsons. In 2013, there are a couple of automobiles, and they're not luxury automobiles either. They're very affordable, medium-priced, you know, cars. They're going to introduce the first ever, they're called faux dials on the dashboard. It's a glass panel dashboard in the car. In other words, think of the dashboard of your car as an elongated iPad screen. All the gauges and dials will be on that screen. You can move them. If you want the gas gauge over to the right and the tachometer over here and the temperature gauge here, you can enlarge them. Is that unbelievable?
Wow. That's awesome.
It's like an iPad screen.
Yeah.
And they're functioning, accurate gauges. That is just... I'm trying to think, what do they call this thing? Just a faux dial is the only name that I can say. And they say that the cars that are going to have them, there'll be a few there, you know, $16,000, $17,000 cars. It's not, you know, what you would expect. But it says they're dumping the standard instruments, the dials with the needles. They are digital thin film transistor panels. It is literally a piece of film that has circuitry in it.
Wow.
Unbelievable. So you can redesign your whole dashboard just by touching and moving things around. I tell you, we're in the Jetsons age. And then there's really nothing to say much about this. This old avalanche, you've been following these avalanches and these skiers and these people that are dying because, you know, the last group that died, they said they were skiing and there's a sign that said out of bounds. So they went to the out of bounds area because it was more of a thrill. And sure enough, it's a big avalanche and they're dead. But did you see and I didn't know these existed. Did you see the skiers' airbags that they deploy?
No.
Yeah. They think of it as a, they actually showed a skier. They had footage of a skier that another skier had caught in an avalanche, and it saved his life. When you realize that it's coming down on you, before you're buried, you pull, you know, those life vests you pull and they inflate if you're in the mm-hmm. ocean. You pull this thing, and a bag, like a car airbag, pops out on your back. And what it does is it causes you, as the snow, as you're tumbling in the snow, you rise to the surface of the snow.
Oh.
And they gave a demonstration. They put a ping pong ball in a bowl of like salt or sugar, and they put it at the bottom, and they started shaking it, and it rose to the top.
Wow.
Because the air, allows it to rise toward the surface so the person can get out and breathe. Pretty slick. So a lot of great technology out there today. Ladies, why don't you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
This is a little bit hard for me to tell because it saddens me any time you have to tell a story about FM DJs who've lost their jobs. But it happens, you know. And these two FM DJs, we'll call them TJ and DJ. They had the TJ and DJ morning show, an FM show, and they lose their jobs. So they're talking about what they're going to do next, and they can't get another job in radio. And so TJ says to DJ, he says, you know what? He says, my grandpa has some farmland that he's not using. Let's farm. Let's be farmers. People always buy produce and, you know, tomatoes and lettuce and corn and whatever. And DJ says, well, we don't know anything about farming. We don't have any equipment. He says, well, we'll buy a mule because my grandpa also has an old plow. We can't afford a tractor. We'll do it the old-fashioned way. He's got a plow. I'm sure he'd give us the old plow. It's been sitting in the barn for years. We'll buy a mule. So they figured between the two of them, they got $100. They go out looking for a mule and actually eventually find a mule for $100. They cannot believe how lucky they are to get a mule for $100. So the one guy's grandpa gives them some basic plowing lessons. They harness up, they get in the plow, they get behind the mule, and that mule, to save its life, cannot plow a straight line. That thing is going left and right, zigzag, and it looks like Z's in the field, no straight lines, and they can't figure it out. And finally, they take a good look at the mule, and they never noticed before he's cross-eyed. Mule is absolutely cross-eyed. So TJ says to DJ, he says, now what do we do? DJ says, well, we have no choice. We have to call a veterinarian or something. We can't, the thing can't walk straight. So they borrow all the money they can from the grandpa, and the vet comes out. And he charges more for the visit than the mule costs. He charges $150. And he looks at the mule, and he says, yeah, I know what to do. And he reaches in his bag, and he takes out a piece of rubber hose. And he puts the rubber hose, he inserts it into the mule's rectum. And he tells one of the FM DJs, he says, go up front there and you tell me, I'm going to blow in this tube and I'm going to blow up this mule's butt. And when I do, his eyes should pop out straight. So, okay. Both of them go up in front of the mule and they tell the vet, they said, all right, go ahead, blow. And he blows into the tube and mule's eyes pop straight out. The eyes are straight. He said, it'll be $150. Well, you know what? It's worth it, because without that, that mule would have never plowed a straight row. So the vet leaves. They start plowing. And after about 2 hours of plowing, all of a sudden, the mule has been doing great, plowing straight. And he starts zigzagging again. They stop and look around. His eyes are crossed again. Well, they look at each other, and they're both thinking the same thing. We're not paying that vet $150. We saw what he did. We'll do it ourselves. They go get a piece of garden hose. They cut about 4 feet off, and TJ, you know, goes to the back of the mule and inserts the hose in the mule's rectum and tells DJ, says, get up in front there and tell me when his eyes pop out. So TJ starts blowing on that hose. Nothing. Eyes aren't popping out. He blows some more. DJ says, look, you come up here. Maybe you're not doing it right. Maybe you don't have enough air in your lungs or something. I'll go back there. I'll blow on the hose. You come up and watch the mule's eyes. So DJ goes to the back. But before he blows on the hose, he pulls the hose out of the mule's rectum, turns it around, and inserts the other end in. So that now the end to blow on was the end that was in the mule's butt.
Ew.
And TJ says, what in the world did you do that for? Why would you do that? He says, are you kidding? I don't want your germs.
With another look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Hi, Tina. Well, we've got no incidents to report, but boy, it's a mess out here. First of all, looking at westbound 70, it's jammed up between Union to just a little bit past Jennings Station Road. You're slow again from 170 to airport, through the past the airport to St. Charles Rock Road. And then you're heavy again from Mid Rivers Mall Drive out through T.R. Hughes. Northbound 170, that's jamming, approaching 70 through North Hanley. Southbound 170, you're stop and go from Olive through Forest Park Parkway. Southbound 270, that's still a solid jam from approaching St. Charles Rock Road down through Page, and then some slow pockets as you make your way down towards Dorty Ferry. And we are looking at westbound Olive. That's pretty well jammed up, approaching Mason through 141. And downtown eastbound 40, that is slowing east of Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief. Advil Congestion Relief treats the real problem of your sinus congestion, reducing swelling due to nasal inflammation. The right relief for the real problem. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey gang, JC here.
And this is Trish.
This Friday, we're taking the show grandma on the road.
Join us from noon till 3 at the Decorative Concrete Resurfacing Booth.
Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
At the St. Louis Home and Garden Show at America Center.
Ever have a beautiful hot day at the pool ruined when somebody burns their feet on the hot concrete deck? That's not going to happen when the deck is resurfaced with Sundeck.
And if you stop by, you can register for a Char Griller Duo.
That's a gas and charcoal grill in one.
Join us at the Decorative Concrete Resurfacing Booth at the St. Louis Home and Garden Show.
With the show gram, JC and Trish, live Friday, noon to 3 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, George Weber. As always, Weber Chevrolet has terrific deals for you. 012 Cruises are still just $15.9. With GM Loyalty, you pay only $15.4. 012 Malibus are just $17.4. With GM Loyalty, you pay only $16.9. Everyone qualifies for these prices. We do not add any hidden rebates to your price. Do not let anyone tell you that you have to pay more than $15.4 for a cruise or $16.9 for a Malibu with GM Loyalty. We sell at these prices every day. If you have a GM card or any other special incentive, we take that off the price to save you even more. But Cruise and Malibu are not our only deals. Please visit WeberChevrolet.com and check out our Weber value pricing on every vehicle. This will save you thousands, just like the Cruise and Malibu pricing. While you're on the site, you can also receive a guaranteed trade-in value to make things even easier. So, you have a guaranteed trade-in and Weber value pricing on everything, including 012 Cruises for just $15.4 and 012 Malibus for just $16.9. It's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations or WeberChevrolet.com.
Since 1995, Med Resources has specialized in providing clients with the finest home medical services, equipment, and supplies for all your healthcare supply needs, including respiratory and sleep therapy equipment, lift chairs, power chairs, and scooters. There's one name you can trust, Med Resources. They continue the grand tradition of excellence in the service and patient care established by the Delmar Gardens family in 1965. Ambulatory aids, orthotics, braces, mobility and respiratory care, just a few of the services that they have to offer. At Med Resources, rest assured that you're in the hands of experienced professionals certified in the fields of nursing, respiratory therapy, physical and occupational therapy, and are qualified to customize supplies and equipment to accommodate your needs. Stop by Med Resources' beautiful showroom, 1688 Clarkson Road, next to Krieger's in Chesterfield. For information, call Med Resources at 636-733-7200.
Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're Hooters Girls. We want to talk to you about an epidemic sweeping the country.
It can strike at any time.
Without warning.
Without pity.
It could happen to you.
Or a friend.
Or the friend of a friend.
Or the friend of a friend of a friend.
Okay, that's enough. I think they get it.
Right.
We're talking about
chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Not just any wings.
Bad wings.
Not good wings.
Wings served by restaurants that wish they were Hooters.
But sadly, are not.
Hooters has been serving our nearly world-famous chicken wings
since 1983.
1983? That's a long time.
Don't let bad wings happen to good people.
Trust the original.
Trust Hooters.
Hooters Nearly World Famous Wings, breaded or naked, featuring 15 great sauces, including our new Chipotle Honey Blazing Bourbon Glaze and Habanero Barbecue. On Monday nights, enjoy all-you-can-eat wings, just $10.99.
Lacefield Music is opening its first full-time store in Chesterfield Mall on February 3rd. Hi, this is Kathy from Lacefield Music, and for years, people have asked Lacefield Music to open a full-line piano store with our adult piano classes in the Chesterfield area. We are so excited to be able to do that this year. This store will carry our full line of Kauai Grand and Vertical Pianos, our full line of Kauai Digital Pianos, Pearl River and High Loon Acoustic Pianos, Lowry Organs, and a large selection of sheet music. And of course, we'll be offering our adult piano classes. Remember, unlimited adult piano classes come with any keyboard purchase. Most people dream of owning and playing a piano. At Lacefield Music, we make both of those dreams come true. Lacefield Music is a locally owned family business that makes learning to play the piano fun. Visit us online at lacefieldmusic.com or in one of our St. Louis area locations, South County, St. Charles, Shiloh, Illinois, and our brand new location on the upper level of Chesterfield Mall.
It's the automotive event you won't want to miss. The February sales event at Mercedes-Benz of St. Charles. Select new Mercedes-Benz has aggressive new offers. New 2012 C250s, just $349 a month. Or get 1.99% financing on select Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles. The February sales event, only at Mercedes-Benz of St. Charles. Off I-64 at Exit 9 in O'Fallon.
Is your home in need of a makeover? Now's your chance to be one of four homeowners to win Lowe's gift cards totaling $100,000 for the My Lowe's Home Makeover Sweepstakes. Enter today at facebook.com/Lowe's. And if you're looking to save on cabinetry for your home, stop into Lowe's today and get 20% off all finished in-stock cabinets. Lowe's, never stop improving. Cabinet offer valid through 2/26/12. Sweepstakes ends 11:59 p.m. Eastern on 2/28/12. No purchase necessary, subject to official rules at facebook.com/Lowe's.
On Friday, March 9th, Casino Queen will give away a brand new Ram 1500 truck provided by Royal Gate Columbia. Earn entries beginning February 20th. Keys awarded March 9th every 30 minutes from 6 to 9:30 p.m. If your key starts the truck, it's yours. Grand prize awarded after 10 p.m. Bonus $10,000 Royal Free Play drawing 1 hour after truck is awarded. Win a Ram 1500 March 9th, only at
Casino Queen.
See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If Newt Gingrich's wife ever decides to change her hairdo, she's going to have to ask the beautician to take a hammer and break her hair. Have you seen this hair?
No, I don't. I don't think I know who she is.
It's like concrete. I mean, it is. It's unbelievable. Maybe she'll change that. Probably she will. She'll get a few tweets or emails, and she'll change it because that's what the voters want. I'll tell you what the listeners want. They want Mike Evans and more of them. We're going to have it right now from Southern California, courtesy of Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, and Home at the Home Show right now through Sunday. He's doing seminars 12:30 and 3:30 every day through Sunday. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mike Evans.
Good day.
I'm back having a little beverage.
Back from where?
The gout. Couldn't drink any wine for a while.
Really? Yeah, you, I don't know if you talked about the gout, but is it confirmed that you have the gout?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I thought I had broke my foot or something. It was all swollen and ugly, and it just so happened that I happened to take blood tests. You know, every 6 months my doctor has me take blood tests, just the whole panel. And I told Cheryl, I go, I don't think that I broke my foot. I think it could be gout. I had it many, many years ago. I mean, my foot's all swollen. It hurts. And that next morning, I started getting test results from my blood test, and my uric acid was through the roof.
Is that what leads to gout?
Yeah, my doctor calls and goes, "You got gout."
How do you have to? What do you have to cut out?
Wine.
Wine.
Wine. Lobster. Salad.
Wow.
No, did they tell you? Did they tell you to not eat all that stuff or drink it?
Yeah.
I've heard it's like rich foods that give it to
Yeah, until they got me on this prescription, and I started the prescription 3 days ago, so now I can eat anything I want again.
Yeah, my dad had gout a long time ago, and I remember, man, he could hardly walk.
It was horrible.
It was a bad deal. So what's going on?
This is Oscar week, so another Oscar Pacquiao's question. Name the name of the only actress to get the Razzie. Worst actress of the year. 24 hours later... gets the Oscar. Best actress of the year. Natalie Portman.
Oh.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock. There you go. Oscar news, there's going to be a feature on the telecast dedicated to Mominees. Those are moms of nominees.
They call them
mommies.
Oh my goodness.
George Clooney, Melissa McCarthy, Brad Pitt's moms, and others. I hear it's going to be a very nice little feature they're going to do. Movie review opening tomorrow, Act of Valor. No big stars in this one, but don't let that stop you from seeing this film. A team of real life Navy SEALs that are actually in this movie launch a mission to save a CIA agent from the life of these agents before their assignments until they get back home. This is a nonstop ride of loyalty, bravery, pride, and thrills. Great script, acting, effects, storyline. You'll feel very proud to be an American when you walk out of the theater after seeing this. Rated R, 101 minutes, 3.5 stars. Love Nuggets. What's up with Russell Brand bad-mouthing Katy Perry?
What's up with him, period?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's one thing that he doesn't have. What is? Oh, yeah, talent.
Yeah.
He doesn't have anything.
What talent does he have?
That's my girlfriend.
They say he's a comedian. I have never, and I've watched him on talk shows, I've never heard the guy say one funny thing.
Not one funny thing. You know who would be funnier than him? Franco Pinion.
Well, now, come on.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Pregnant.
Hey, how did you describe her? Was it UPN that had the perfect description for Drew Barrymore?
What did you call her?
Cute. Tina? Sexy and cute. It was a name. You had a name for it.
Sexy and cute
and something else.
Can't think right.
Well, this is really making my report sound good. I know.
It's when like a mix between that, cute
when
and
when I add something to my report, have it have a point.
Oh wow! Steve Martin in Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
Boy, the wine's not helping.
I'm just joking. I love you guys.
Sure you do.
Drew Barrymore is pregnant. Word is she's going to marry her fiance, Will Copeman, before the baby arrives. Always good to get married before the baby arrives.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So he won't be a bastard, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you need to call the child a bastard.
Well, that's the definition.
Well, that's what he would be. That's the definition.
Yeah, does it count if you just get married before it's born, or do you have to be married before the conception to be a bastard?
I think a bastard, definition of bastard, is born to unmarried parents. So if they get married and a week later have the baby, it's not a bastard.
So you can get married like at the 8-month...
What if the kid grows up to be a bastard?
Well, that's a different story.
That's a different bastard.
That's up to chance.
Glee TV co-stars Lea Michele. And Corey Monteith are an item. They say they're not dating, but they're spotted everywhere from the Santa Monica Pier to Tommy Burger's on Rampart. So they're obviously they are dating. TV news, ABC TV is begging Regis Philbin to come back. Regis and Kelly, without Regis, ratings in the toilet. So they want Regis to come back. I would be surprised if he does, actually. Sad that Soul Train creator, host Don Cornelius, I guess he had died a horrible death. He died broke. Now, they're just talking about bringing Soul Train back to TV. They're going to make a movie about it. There's going to be a Broadway play about it.
Why didn't they do that when it could have helped the guy?
Well, exactly.
It got all that attention with his death, I guess.
Yeah. I could see the movie, but what would it... I don't see the reason for bringing it back to TV.
How about the guy from Seinfeld that played Mr. Krueger?
Shot himself in the head.
Yeah.
I don't know that character.
Called the 911.
He's the one that
he was George's boss.
He had the mole. He had the mole, and George replaced the picture or something, and he said, "I don't have to."
Also, T-Bone.
Yeah. I don't have to check out that mole. It hasn't changed in years.
Dan, we don't need the whole script.
That's another really good thing you've added to my report today.
Yeah, thank you.
We need to read the whole screenplay.
Okay.
And then George said to Jerry.
and then Kramer walked in and opened the refrigerator.
Well, Kramer was Dr. Van Nostrand.
Elaine called.
And Elaine had to sneak the doctor's report.
Yeah.
Hey, Elaine wasn't even in that scene.
Yeah. Odds and ends. Mike Tyson is working on a one-man show in Vegas. He would sing, dance, and tell jokes. Mike,
I got to tell you. I would go to that. Just yeah.
No.
So he's doing a spelling bee, I guess, too.
That's A B C.
It's easy as. Oh man.
Are you singing during my report, Dan?
No,
he's determined to screw this up.
He really is.
I know what happened.
You know, it's just to me, what a turnoff, Cameron Diaz. Paris Hilton. Both wear 12 and a half size shoes.
Wow.
That's a big boat.
Now,
that's
Cameron.
A parakeet feet.
Boy, for Cameron, maybe, but Paris Hilton's a little
bitty.
You
know what
one.
They say about your shoes.
Paris Hilton's not little.
Wait, what do they say? Big feet, big what, Tina?
On a girl?
On a girl. What do they say?
Yeah,
go ahead. No,
one.
Finish it out. What do they say? Big feet.
I don't know how it works on a girl.
Well, you were going to tell us. You know what they say.
How big are your big old flopping palapapus feet there?
Palapapus. Yeah, Paris Hilton's like 5'10, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she's tall.
Now, see, I didn't know that. I thought she was really
good. Oh, yeah. No, she's a big girl.
And finally, I think you guys have ruined this report about as much as you possibly can. So you're not going to get the report.
Don't submit this. Don't submit this for any awards.
I think it's one of the best ever.
She was given the Razzie Worst Actress of the Year. 24 hours later, she gets the Oscar Best Actress of the Year. Reese Witherspoon, Natalie Portman, Sandra Bullock.
Tina.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
I was going to say Sandra Bullock.
I'm going with The Spoon.
It was the Steve movie and The Blind Side.
The Spoon.
Tina's absolutely right. 2009, Sandra Bullock got the Razzie for Worst Performance for All About Steve. 24 hours later, got the Oscar for Blind Side. Mike Gavin, I'm live trying to survive this report that has been just sabotaged from the beginning. See ya.
Before we break, I just have to tell you this very quickly. You know these commercials where the guy, the postal guy, says if it fits, it ships in those boxes? True story. A friend of mine tells me yesterday. He is a competition shooter, and he loads his own ammo. So you can't ship firearms by mail, but you can ship components for making ammo, the lead, you know, the powder, that kind of thing. He orders... the lead, and by the lead I mean think of a bullet, the part, the real bullet that actually goes through the barrel, okay, it's lead. He ordered and had a company send them to him in one of those if it fits it ships things, and it was the size a little bigger than a shoebox size. It weighed 70 pounds.
Oh my goodness.
He said when the guy came up to his house he was struggling, and he just said, "What in the hell is in this?" And it was all lead. It was solid lead. But he said, that box, which is not one of their bigger boxes for 70 pounds, but it really is true. If you ever want a testimonial as to whether or not they stick by it, it was no more expensive than if he'd put a pillow in there. So if it fits, you gotta be careful when you say if it fits, it ships.
Yeah.
Because it could mess that up. We're going to come back in a minute and officially say goodbye. Hang on. Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, things are looking a lot better here on westbound 4064. You're slowing approaching Hampton through Clayton Skinker. You still have that slowdown from 270 through Mesa, but it looks good out to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270, that's still stop and go. Approaching Dorset through Page, and then from Olive all the way down through Manchester and Doherty Ferry, you've got a couple of little slow areas there. Looking at eastbound 40, you're jamming up from 170 through Big Bend. On the downtown bridge approaches, everything is wide open. Now westbound 70, still a little bit slow past the airport, and then you hit some stop-and-go traffic west of Mid Rivers Mall Drive out through T.R. Hughes. And this traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, your participating Toyota dealer has Toyota True 2 batteries for the Toyota suggested price of $79.95 and Toyota True Start batteries for the Toyota suggested price of $99.95. Installation extra. With a look at your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on KTRS Tonight with Steve Cochran.
Pretty much every Thursday night, we take advantage of our friend Scott Schaefer from Blade Tech, Inc., which you heard in the morning, and the morning quickie, 10 till noon. We call that part one, and then record a fresh part two. Hear both on KTRS Tonight, and you'll be tech smarter. Thank you. You're welcome.
KTRS Tonight, right after Frank Opinion at 6 on the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Hi, Mike Kelly here. West County Nissan is taking thousands off MSRP on a huge selection of inventory, and now is the time to buy. Take $8,000 off Maximas and Muranos, $6,500 off Pathfinders, plus Altimas now just $18,990. Hurry in to West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more information, go to westcountynissan.com. 2011 models in lieu of all rebates and incentives. Financing through NMAC on in-stock units only.
Hey, Eddie, I hear people say all the time that your restaurant is the best restaurant on the Illinois side.
Well, I like to think that your restaurant is the best on the Missouri side.
Well, there's no doubt about that, but they keep saying yours is the best on the Illinois side.
I think yours is better.
Whose is the best, Eddie? Yours or mine?
I think it's yours.
There's no doubt about it. So you're saying that my restaurant's the best, and I'm saying that yours is the best?
I think that's what we're saying.
Well, then I'm agreeing with you.
So now I'm finally right?
No, not really. If you're 21 and you're in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air or go to FastEddiesBonAir.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Majerus, head coach of the Billikens. If I were to see you on campus and stop you and say, hey, coach, give me a good restaurant to go to tonight.
I like the lasagna at Russo's.
There's only one thing tougher than a question from McGraw-Millhaven. His follow-up question.
Did you know that the Fountain on Locust was voted the best public restrooms in America?
Yeah, I know. And in honor of it, I one time went in there and didn't flush.
So. McGraw in the morning, 6 till 10, weekday mornings.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Right now at Metro Electric, get a Toshiba A19 LED light bulb for just $8.90 when you buy four or more.
So why should you do this?
Well, the LED will save you over $150 in energy costs over the life of the bulb, over 40,000 hours. Compare that to the incandescent's 1,000-hour lifespan and think of the 40 bulbs you won't have to change. Turn to the experts at Metro Electric for all your LED energy solutions at the best price. Metro Electric, online at MetroElectricSupply.com, serving St. Louis since 1967.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Well, I'm glad I heard that. I didn't know you can't hear gout. Did you know that?
No.
Mm-mm. No, that's good to know. You can sure hear all those other things. I remember that time I heard a fever coming on. Hey, listen, I'm on assignment tomorrow, but please make Bill Cleveland welcome. We'd appreciate that. And have a great Thursday evening, everybody. 6 o'clock.
From ABC News.